Good morning, and thanks for joining us with Katie's Morning Cup. This morning, we'll start out with a bang, or should I say a slam. He's often imitated, but never duplicated. He worked in the Landmark Wrestling Federation as a wrestler and a ring announcer under the name Mighty Joe Young. On November 16, 2007, Mighty Joe made his CHRW, Caution High Risk Wrestling debut. Besides being the most popular and rebellious wrestler in CHRW, Young also hosts the most popular talk segment in CHR history, the Jungle Lounge. On February 8, 2008, Mighty Joe was made an honorary member of the 666 Coalition. As Young's career keeps taking us to new places, our weather for the area keeps changing in different places. Today's forecast for New Orleans will be mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Temperatures will reach nearly 80 degrees with highs in the upper 70s. Gusty winds are likely with an east wind between 15 and 20 miles per hour. By this evening, the chance for showers greatly increases to 40% with light winds still likely. Lows will only drop slightly into the upper 60s overnight. Thursday will look similar with mostly cloudy skies and an above average chance for precipitation. The greatest chance for rain will be in the northern part of Louisiana. Highs will be in the upper 70s tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, thunderstorms are expected after 4 p.m. The greatest threat from these storms will be heavy rain along with strong gusty winds. Temperatures will slowly drop finishing out the work week on Friday as rain continues. By this weekend, temperatures will drop slightly below normal with highs in the mid-60s and things will finally start to dry out. Now moving on to a lady who will always weather the weather, the TV and radio performer from the Golden Age. Meet Mrs. Jo Stafford. Born in Coalinga, California, she started out by studying opera and quickly found her niche as a jazz singer in a trio with her two talented sisters, Christine and Pauline. She spiraled upwards from there and became a household name by the 40s, even hosting her own radio program on NBC called the Chesterfield Supper Club. Later on, she went solo and sold over 25 million albums for Columbia Records in the 1950s and 60s. Unfortunately, Mrs. Stafford was taken from us last year on July 18, 2008, at the age of 90. Recently, Stafford is best known to my age of gals as the woman with the famous song from the tearjerker, The Notebook. For Katie's Morning Cup, enjoy the rest of your day and have a drink on me. I'll be seeing you, New Orleans.
Places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the chestnut trees, the wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay.